good.
Sometimes prepare to say something, and then at that moment, want to say everything else also. Evergreen told me the new format, the return to be 20 minutes. I'll try my best, just as long as we round down. But before I came to Beis Medrash tonight, I went to some chaverim mentioned to me that there was a group gathering at the Kotel to say Tehillim in the zechus of very, very dear, beloved, old friend who Amir Tzashem is going to have a refuah shleima very, very soon. And I want to dedicate this Divrei Torah to in the zechus of his refuah shleima and return to Eretz Yisrael very, very soon, to Yerushalayim, to being able to teach immense amount of Torah and inspiration. Rav David Henoch Mordechai ben Freda Simcha, should have refuah shleima. And the truth is, in his chus, when I was saying a parak of Tillim, you know, when you have something on your mind, and when you have something in your heart, and it's really there, so then everything just shouts out to you that same inyan. Like, see the world through one lens. And befrat, when you say Tehillim, that's how Tehillim works. You know, if you have something on your heart in a real way, when you say the psukim of Tehillim, all of a sudden every single word of Tehillim is a tefillah for that thing that you're feeling in such a deep way. That's the power of Tehillim, that's the beauty of Tehillim. So I was trying to dive in a little bit. Tehillim, Kapitel Chafei 25, in the following pasuk, jumped off the page to me. Pasuk says, Tov v'yasher Hashem. God is good and straight. Al kein yorech chatayim badarech. And therefore, so the pashup shot is, here has a little perish on the bottom, the till that I took from upstairs. therefore it teaches chatayim, it translates here as sinners. Everybody knows the famous Gemara in Brachos, Machlokas, between
Rabbi Meir and Bruria, his wife.
Anyway, therefore he teaches sinners, Badarach, he teaches sinners the way to go on the path. But that's not the simple meaning of the words. Al kein yore, therefore he teaches Chatoim Badarach. He teaches us that there's sins along the way. It's the simple meaning of the pasuk. God is so good. And he's so caring about us. And therefore he teaches us, Chatoim Badarach. There's going to be sins along the way. Rashi's asking at the beginning of Parshas Yisro, Mashama Yisro, what did Yisro hear? What did Yisro hear that he came? Kriyas Yamsuf and Mechamas Amalek. Milchemas Amalek. He heard there was a battle, he heard there was a war against Amalek. And if anybody looks with a close eye, you'll see at the end of last week's parasha, we didn't exactly win that war. In fact, the last pasuk of last week's parasha, Milchama L'Hashem Ba'Amalek Midor Dor. From generation to generation. There's going to be a generations long milchama against Amalek. The battle didn't end, the war didn't end there in the Midbar. The war didn't end in the days of Shaul HaMelech, as we know. And the truth is, the war didn't even end in the days of Purim, Habayim Aleinu Latova. Milchama l'Hashem ba'amalek midor dor. It's an everlasting war. Mashmu Hashem Yisro uba. What did Yisro hear
that made him come join Klal Yisrael? What did Yisrael hear that inspired him, that spoke to him? Milchemes Amalek. He saw that this people, this young fledgling nation, fresh out of Mitzrayim, on top of the world, after 10 plagues and the splitting of the sea, just encountered the greatest revelation of God at Kriyas Yamsuf. And then he saw that they were fighting a war. And then he saw they were fighting against Amalek. And he saw that that was going to be a battle that was going to continue for generations and generations. Many that tzaddikim, the Ma'or Naim, saw inside, the Ma'or Naim says that what's the battle against Amalek? As we all know, battle against Amalek takes many different manifestations. There's a nation Amalek, there's a culture Amalek, there's also Amalek in our hearts. There's also Amalek within each and every one of us. That's the Yetzer Hara. That's the battles that we fight, the challenges that we face, the struggles that we encounter throughout our life. Milchemes Amalek. Not the defeat of Amalek, Yisro saw. Not the miracles. He saw the war and he said, wow. A people that are committing to a war for generations. That inspired him. Rebbe said, we all fight a war. I want to read you beautiful words from the Baal HaTanya. Baal HaTanya says in Perek Chav Zayin, V'lachein, Al yipol lev adam alav v'lo yeira levavo me'od gam im yekein kol yamav b'milchama zu ki ulai lekach nivra. Don't be upset, don't be scared, don't be sad, don't be broken. Don't be depressed. If you find yourself fighting a battle, even for your entire life, ki ulai lekach nivra, because perhaps for this you were created. Speak to myself. Not perhaps. Bivadai. There's no question. There's no question that this is the reason why we're created. There's no question this is the reason why I'm here. Fighting these battles, these internal struggles against, you name it, or don't name it. Ki ulai lekach nivra, perhaps that's why you're here, to fight this battle. And when Yisro saw the Jewish people sign up to fight such a battle for generations and generations, it shook him to the core. And he said, I want to be a part of it. Rabbi Nachman of Breslov in Likutei Moharan. L'maaseh, Rabbi Nachman of Breslov is the Rebbe of this whole Torah, this whole Chizuk, this whole Isorus. As a Rebbe of mine once said, Rabbi Nachman is the Rebbe of our door for this reason. Rabbi said, what we're not talking about tonight, and let's be clear, what we're not talking about tonight is winning the battle. I'm not talking about how great you're going to become. Excuse my frankness, I'm not talking about the cliche term that's thrown around, growth. I'm not talking about that. It's important, but tonight that's not what we're talking about. I'm not talking about pushing yourself for more dapim. I'm not talking about pushing yourself for higher levels of kedusha and tahara. I'm not talking about a longer Shmona Esrei, and taking on more Chumras. Those are absolutely critical conversations, but that's not what we're talking about tonight. We're talking about being in the Milchama. Recognizing that we're in a Milchama. Rabbi Nachman of Breslov says, when Moshe Rabbeinu was on the verge of Kabbalah HaTorah, the Torah tells us as following. Vayamor ha'am merachok. The Jewish people stood back. U Moshe nigash el ha'arafel asher sham ha'elokim. The Jewish people stood back while Moshe Rabbeinu went in to the Arafel, into the fog. Har Sinai is described as a fog. A fog represents a lack of clarity, represents an encounter with conflict and tension, represents going to a place where I'm not going to be totally comfortable, out of my comfort zone. Am Yisrael stood back. Moshe nigash el ha'arafel. He saw that there was something in front of him. It was not going to be comfortable. It was not going to be easily understood. But he jumped in. In the words of Rabbi Nachman of Breslov, Vayamur ha'am mirachok, ki ksharoin ha'arafel, haynu ha'meniya, omdim mirachok. Moshe shu b'chinas das, kol Yisrael, nigash el ha'arafel asher sham elokim, haynu el ha'meniya, Shabba ba'atzma nistar Hashem nizbarach. Moshe Rabbeinu knew that if he is going to encounter God, if he is going to be mekabel the Torah, he must go into that zone of discomfort. He must go into the Arafel. He must go into that place where there's a battle. Klal Yisrael didn't yet know this secret. We didn't yet know that thing in front of us that looked painful, that looked uncomfortable, that looked like a challenge, we didn't yet know that that's the knisa, that's the entrance. We thought, let's go the beautiful path. Let's go the path where it's comfortable. The path that I see, the path that I know. Moshe nigash al harafa. Moshe Rabbeinu goes into that zone. Moshe Rabbeinu enters the battle, enters the milchama. Asher sham Elokim, because he knows that when a person faces that battle, that's where they'll encounter HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean to face the battle? What does it mean to go into the Arafel? So the first answer is, the beginning of the answer is, what the answer is for me is not the same as the answer is for you. And it's not the same as the answer is for you. What may be the Arafel for me is for you broad daylight. And that's not your battle, that's not your fog. And what may be the Arafel for one friend, for me that's total darkness. I'm not meant to go there. But everybody has their Arafel. In our door, there are some strong ones that everybody shares. Shmiras Einayim, Shmiras HaMachshavos, Shmiras HaBris. We're holding by the Yud of Shovavim, Parshas Yisro. We finished the Shovav. We finished that rascal child, Shmos Vaira Bo B'Shalach. The Shovav is behind us. Now we're jumping into the Yam. Now we're jumping into the Yam HaTalmud, the Yam HaTorah, Kabbalah HaTorah, Mishpatim, tons of mitzvos. We're jumping into the world of Kedusha, the world of Avodas Hashem. The Shovav is behind us. And now we're jumping into the Yam. We're jumping into the Arafel, we're jumping into that challenge, we're jumping into the battle. Rabosai, facing our battle means, that when there's a moment where I feel struggle, I don't run away. I look it in the eye, and in the words of Tzaddok HaKohen of Ublin and Tzidkas HaTzaddik, I say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me this struggle right now. And this is my struggle, and you know what my struggle is? It's my opportunity to reveal the greatness that I'm destined to reveal. Whether it's through laziness, whether it's through Tahara and Kedusha, whether it's through struggling through a Gemara, whether it's through a Chesed, whether it's through Tefillah, if a person feels that that's their Arafel, that's their battle, that's their Milchama, Ulai Lekach Nivra, in the words of the Malatanya. Not Ulai, Lekach Nivra, that's what you're here for. And if you run the other way, you're not Mekabel Torah. If you run the other way, that means you're not mekabel Torah. That means you're not going into the RFL. That means you're not taking upon yourself the job and the duty and the destiny that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give you. But Rabosai, there's another more important part of the battle. More important part of the war. And that's after I lose a battle. What if I lose a battle? What if I fall? What then? In one of the, if not the most important works of Torah thought to be published in the past 100 years, a letter from the great Rosh Yeshiva, one of the leaders and builders of Torah in America during the 20th century, a person who had one of the most incredible lives of tzidkus and struggle and overcoming, and then hashpa on thousands of Bnei Torah, Rav Yitzchak Hüttner, the great Rosh Yeshiva from Yeshiva Reb Chaim Berlin. He has a very, very famous letter that, in my humble opinion, you should read it weekly, if not daily. The letter's a response to a letter that he got from a Talmud of his, who seems, based on his response, to have said, "Rebbe, I fell. And when I was in yeshiva, I was flying. I was learning, I was shtagging, I was davening with kavana, impeccable midos, and now I've left yeshiva. And I've fallen big time. And it seems that I've fallen so hard, that person, that bachar that used to be, he is no longer, and I'm into this new metzias of not what I used to be, Bekitzer. And I fell so hard." And Avudna responds to him, "Dalcha chavivi, ki etzem michtavcha mitnaged l'chol ha-teorim ha-nimtzaim bo." You should know the fact that you wrote this letter, by definition, is soser, is opposition, is slugging up the whole thing that you said in the letter. He says there's a great disease in our generation, by us, that people think that tzaddikim are people who are perfect from birth. He says, "Do you think the Chafetz Chaim, before publishing Sefer Chafetz Chaim and Shmiras HaLashon, you think he was perfect in his speech his entire life? Can you possibly imagine how many struggles and challenges and difficulties and fallings he had in the process of becoming as great as he was?" I have parts that are highlighted, but I can't see the fact that it seems highlighted. It says like this. He says, "You should know. Do you want to know who you are? Aval mi yodea min kol hamilchamos hamavakim hamichsholim hanefilos vanesigos la'achar shenimtza chafetz chaim b'derech v'hamilchama shelo im yetzer hara." You can't even possibly know all of the struggles and challenges the Chafetz Chaim himself went over with his yetzer hara. But you should know, Aval Dalcha Chaviv, you should know, my beloved Talmud, Sheshoresh Nishmascha Hu Lo Lashalva Shal Yetzer HaTov. You want to know who you are? Oh, crazy. You want to know who you are? Isn't that enough? You want to know who you are? You are not the one that feels the calm and the tranquility and the geshmak and the ease in those moments where everything is good. That's wonderful. But that's not you. That's not your atzmius. That's not your essential self. Ela dafka milchamto shal yetzer atov. You want to know who you are? You are the person that's revealed in the moment when you feel struggle. Ba'anglit omrim, Rav Huttner was writing this in America, and he says, and he wrote this line in English. In English they say, you could lose the battle and win the war. And I'm going to tell you the truth. You've probably fallen. And guess what? You're going to fall again. And Rav Huttner says, by the way, I'm not being over al tiftach pele satan. Why? Because it's a metzias. It's a fact that we fall. And in many battles we fall. But I'm going to promise you that after all of the battles that you lose, you'll come out of the war with a crown on your head. And the famous words he quotes from Shlomo HaMelech from Mishlei, Sheva yipol tzadik v'kam, that a tzadik falls seven times and gets back up. And he says the famous words, V'atipshim chayshim, the stupid people think that the kavan of Shlomo HaMelech is that since they're a tzaddik, they're able to get back up after they fall. That's foolishness, says Rav Huttner. You want to know the pshat in the pasuk? The pshat is people fell seven times and they got back up and they became a tzaddik. Because they knew that they're here for the milchama. They knew they're here for the struggle. And even the losing battles within the war are just part of the process. And that's the pasuk in Tilm that we said in the beginning. Al Kain Yor HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaches us Chatoim Baderech. There will be sins along the way. It's a fact, and I'm sorry to break bad news to you. Halfway through your Shana Aleph, when you thought that from here on in it was going to be Tzidkus, Ad Me'ev Esrim and beyond. Al Kain Yor HaChatoim Baderech. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us for the milchama. He created us to enter into the Arafel. He created us to look into those moments, either in the moment of struggle, or even the moment after the struggle, and say that I'm fighting a battle. This week we're going to be Makabal the Torah, Mirtz Hashem. When we read Parashas Yisro, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to reveal Himself to us, and He's going to say, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hotzeisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Eis Avadim. I am Hashem, your God, I took you out of the house of slavery from Egypt. The famous drasha from the Beis Halevi, and the drashas in the back of the Beis Halevi Achumish. The Beis Halevi says, what's the chiddush of Kabbalah Satorah? Is it that we got a grocery list of mitzvos? Do this, don't do that, do this, don't do that. Matzah and Pesach, Lulav and Sukkis, Hashem and Saveda. Says the Beis Halevi, you know what happened at Kabbalah Satorah? HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us in the battle. That's my own words. Basically, even though the whole statement is full of Chassid Shatera, the basically didn't talk like a Chassid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made our guf kanui in Avodas Hashem. He put us in to a lifelong reality of Avodas Hashem. To the extent that the Beis Halevi says, you could do Avodas Zarah, it doesn't make a difference. You're still in the battle. You're in it. When we're Makabal the Torah, Kabbalah the Torah means HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I am in the battle, I'm in the war. Rabbosai, we all know that what's going on in the world around us, there's Jews falling right and left. And there are many good Jews that are falling right and left. And there's many challenges that Am Yisrael are facing. There's homes that are broken, marriages that unfortunately break apart, Bnei Torah that lose that geshmak that they once had, Ovdei Hashem that are no longer Ovdei Hashem. Rabbi said, Kabbalah HaTorah means, Kabbalah HaTorah means I'm taking upon myself this fact that there's going to be a battle in front of me. And that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to know and wants me to be a fighter in that battle. Because Chatoim Baderech, because it's not always going to be good. But it's dafka lekach lo tzarti. It's for that reality that we were created and we are created. And even if we should fall and have a moment where seemingly we're unfaithful, it's not true. Our neshama's nikneis to Hashem. And we realize that we fell at that one moment, and it's the next moment that will define me. Can I get back up again? Can I push myself now one step further? Yes, I had one step back, but what about one step forward? Because I'm in a battle. And Yisro saw that it was going to be milchama l'dor dor. It's going to be a battle, it's going to last for generations. And it's going to be a battle from the day, as the Zohar says, in Parshas Kiseitze, Kiteitze la milchama aloivecha. You know what that's referring to? When you go out to war against your enemy, it's referring to the day that the soul comes into this world. That's when you were given a gun and told to get out onto the battlefield. Kiteitze la milchama aloivecha. Rabbi will say this world is a battle, this life is a battle. And if we don't live with that knowledge, and I'm not talking about being in offense mode, I'm not talking about, going out there and get them, I'm talking about just being aware of what life is, of what Avodas Hashem is, of what the struggles that we face, each one of us for ourselves, what they are. They're opportunities to actualize ourselves and our purpose in this world. And Kabbalah HaTorah means that if I have one moment of struggle, that the next moment is going to be a moment of avoda, a moment of tshuva. What's a baal tshuva? A baal tshuva is a person who's doing tshuva. I don't understand. Do tshuva once and you're good to go. No. Every single day, three times a day, we say a bracha of harotze b'tshuva. Because we're meant to be, our whole life is doing tshuva. Sometimes doing tshuva ilah, sometimes doing tshuva tata. Fixing that battle. And this is what Yisro saw. He saw people that were makabal upon themselves. That if they should struggle, that if they should fall, if they should look at something they're not supposed to look at, if they should do something they're not supposed to do, that doesn't mean that it's over. That doesn't mean that I'm getting divorced from a Kadosh Baruch Hu Chas V'Shalom. That's not Shaykh. Because a Kadosh Baruch Hu said, you're in this battle and you're in it forever. And the next moment is going to be a moment of great kirva, because that's a fact of life. After richuk, after distance, it's an unbelievable opportunity to slingshot back into closeness, because that's what tshuva is. Tshuva brings you to the greatest passionate love with the Kadosh Baruch Hu that you could possibly ever know. Kadosh Baruch Hu should help us follow in the footsteps of the great tzaddikim, follow in the footsteps of Yisro, who saw that Am Yisrael would bring makabel this milchama l'dor dor. Because when we're makabal upon ourselves in Melchama, knowing that this is what we're here for. And even when we fail, this is what we're here for. And not only that, but through our failings, that can be our steps to the greatness that we're meant to achieve. Kadosh Baruch Hu should help us. Never be Messiah, never give up hope on ourselves. Never give up hope on each other. To be able to reach out a hand to a friend and to say, by the way, you know we're in this battle together. You know you're not in it on your own. You know I'm in it here with you. Let's do it together. Tov mashnayim in echad. It's always good, two better than one. And b'schus these very, very, very holy weeks of Shovim, these weeks where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking us out of Mitzrayim. But after Mitzrayim begins the Milchama. Kiteitzil Milchama Aleivecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us. That we should fight the battle. We should fight it with simcha. Not with fear. Not with sadness. Not with brokenness. We should be constantly fighting. Because it's the greatest chus that we have to be in this world. To mekadeshim shemayim. To develop. To grow. Climb a little bit more each day. To mekabel Torah. To live with the Torah. Living with the Torah means that there's all, the whole Torah. The Torah is including of tshuva, including everything. Whole Torah, living Torah. And b'schus being together, b'schus Shabbos, b'schus Kabbalah HaTorah, Parshas Yisro, should be zocha, Mirtz Hashem, the battles should come to a final end, and we'll be zocha to see the ultimate victory, when all of the neshamas from Klal Yisrael come back. You know, every neshama of Klal Yisrael is fighting, some more revealed, some less revealed. We should be zocher to see the ultimate celebration of all the neshamas coming back. We're getting to that point, that day when Emir Hashem, finally we actually won't have to fight anymore, and we'll be able to sit and be nene from the Ziv HaShechina in the Beis HaMikdash, Yibana B'mehira B'yameinu Amin. Amen.